Thank you, drama team and Zacchaeus. More from them in just a bit. We are looking at the story of Zacchaeus as we continue our series, Dining with Jesus. And it is a short passage in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. And we saw it acted out, but here it is from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus entered Jericho, was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. And the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner?" But Zacchaeus stood up and said, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save, and to save the lost." May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this evening. Got used to saying evening. Well, hope you enjoyed that great short order menu from the Lydia Circle, which is awesome. And we're looking at these stories. Of course, we did a dinner with a tax collector. And then last week, we did a wedding feast at Cana. And here we have another tax collector. But this is actually the chief tax collector. Okay, so, and his name is Zacchaeus. And I don't know, in your life, have you ever known anyone by the name of Shorty? Nickname Shorty? Yeah. And has every single one of them been people with a lot of personality? Right? So I always picture him in, short, but big in personality. And someone who's determined, used to overcoming obstacles. And here's something that's interesting. He knows Jesus is coming to town. He doesn't know a lot about him. And he's short, so he's going to make up for it by climbing up the sycamore tree. And it's interesting because Zacchaeus' name, does anyone know what it means? It means pure or clean, right? Pure or clean. Now, if you know anything about tax collectors at that time, tax collectors made their money by cheating people out of their money by charging too much for taxes. And they're also part of sort of the bureaucracy of the Roman Empire, which were sort of the overlords of the Jews at that time. So they were corrupt. And in this case, this is the chief tax collector. So he's considered the worst of the worst. And in some ways, I suppose you can look at Zacchaeus and say, well, you know, he's not living up to his potential, right? What does his name mean? Clean or pure, right? And so he's not living up to his potential. And I don't know if anyone besides myself, sometimes I feel like I haven't lived up to my potential. Anyone fallen short a little bit from time to time? So, fallen short. Sorry. There's going to be a lot of those, so. We have all fallen short, and I think that's where you see Zacchaeus here. But here's the thing, Elias. Zacchaeus decided to branch out in faith. Oh. Branch out in faith. So that's the next thing, is that all of us can branch out in faith. So what did he do? He climbed a sycamore tree. I think he practiced the best branch out there. He kind of leaned over the crowd and see everything. And I think for us, sometimes we may not know all the answers. We may not know everything about Jesus. None of us does. But there's a point in life sometimes where we need to branch out a little bit in faith and do something just a little bit different. Now, it could be that Zacchaeus, he hadn't started his faith life yet. You know, it probably at least midlife at this point. But sometimes it happens later on in the journey of faith where we are stuck in a way, right? In a rut or something, and we need to maybe even climb out on a limb, right? To go out on a branch for faith. And so when is a great time to do it? What new things can we do that's going to create a new incentive and spark of faith as we draw closer to Christ? Because really, that's what it is all about. And then Jesus saw him. It didn't have to be a surprise to Zacchaeus. I mean, Zacchaeus had to think that, like, no one saw him, let alone Jesus, who's in the middle of this mob with all the busyness of a crowd, somewhere between a parade and a mob. And Jesus stops the whole procession and looks up to Zacchaeus and calls him by name. And that tells me a lot about our Lord, that in the midst of all the busyness, sometimes we think, well, God's too busy for me, right? But God's not. Jesus, in this moment, all the needs that are around him on his way to somewhere, stopped and took time to look up to Zacchaeus, called him by name, told him to come down, that he's going to his house to stay with him. What a powerful moment. And so I think for all of us, sometimes when we do that, that branch out in faith, that's something new, that God sees that. And Jesus looks and says, calls us by name, right? Zacchaeus, TJ, whoever, Adrielle, Robbie, whoever. God looks at us and smiles and does something special to be present with us, right, in our home. Because we think about God a lot of time in the church, right, or we think in crowds and teaching and all, but in all these cases we're looking at, where's Jesus? Jesus is at home in a special moment, and so we want to invite Jesus into our home. And because of that, Zacchaeus' life was changed. Now, I wish we knew the rest of the story, Zacchaeus, don't you? But I believe, because Luke went back and did all this research, that Zacchaeus went on to live a great and happy life. And it's interesting because Luke, and one of the emphasis of Luke, is a lot of different emphasis, is the family. The family, if you look at, remember the Philippian jailer and his family were saved, right? You see, and his family and their house. House also means family, by the way. And so many times Luke will say they were saved and their whole family. And so this moment, I believe that we believe that Zacchaeus was older, would have had a family, and so the whole family was touched by that moment. But we know this, Zacchaeus was so changed, and we know he's corrupt, but he said, I'm going to give half of everything that I have to the poor, and I will give four times more than I cheated every person I cheated. And from what we probably know, it probably was a lot of people that he cheated, right? So he wasn't just talking about doing something good. He made a life change that was astronomical. Now, you may not be in the place of Zacchaeus where, you know, you've swindled a lot of people out of money or whatever, but for all of us, sometimes when God comes into our house and makes a difference in our life, there's things that we can do. And you notice that Zacchaeus gave the money to the poor too, right? And so we gave it really to some people who had an empty table in a very real sense, right? They were in need spiritually, but also physically, right? And so I think that's beautiful. And I don't know if you recall some moments in your life where you've had a moment. I know we all give special offerings in the church and all the missions and ministries, but sometimes something, you know, kind of one-on-one. I recall that Savannah and I had got a new bed, and we got rid of the old bed. I was getting rid of the old bed, and so I advertised it on Facebook. And it wasn't for a lot of money, right? But I was just like, we had to get rid of it, you know, nominal amount of money. And I remember this couple of guys came, and they wanted the bed. It was great, you know. I thought, well, it wasn't the best bed, you know. It was like, no, we'll take it. And so they're asking about the price, you know, and I kind of just, you know, I was just talking to you, and he said, well, you know, it's not for us, but we have a friend. And they're a married couple, and they're sleeping on the floor. And I'm like, but they're what? And they said, no, they were sleeping on the floor. We think this would be great for them. And I said, I don't want any money for it. Please just take it, you know? And here's some other stuff with that. And I felt so good as they were driving off. And it wasn't a big thing. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't bad, you know? But I felt so good about it. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, there's married couples that are sleeping on the floor. And so, you know, it just meant a lot to me. So sometimes that up personal thing where I'm going to share with someone that's got an empty table or some way, shape, or form. Now, sometimes that empty table is someone who's in a hospital room, right? Or in a nursing home or something. That's a different kind of an empty table. But all of us can do something where it's like when Christ has touched our life, we can turn around and make a difference for someone else. And one thing is to start at home with our family and to take time for that. And so I challenge all of us to, when we've fallen short, all of us do, to branch out in faith, to do something new and different, to get closer to Christ, and then to realize that Jesus sees us. We might think we're hidden in a tree or behind a bush or whatever, but Jesus sees us. And if you listen carefully, I think you can hear Jesus whisper your name and say he's coming to church with you and also coming to your home to allow your life to be changed, and that when you have that experience, to share it with others in some kind of way, shape, or form. And so I have, as I said before, food for thought. Oh, I need my helpers. You guys want to help pass these out? All right. Thank you. Food for thought questions you can take home and maybe post in your bulletin. So, you're at Philly's Out now. Where are you falling short? Now, Philly's Out for yourself, not for your spouse, okay? Yeah, I said that. Where do you need to branch out in faith? Where can you invite Jesus into your home life? Where can you help make wrong things right? And where can you share Jesus? Food for thought. With that, I invite us to join in the litany of prayer that is in your bulletin, if you would. Lord, we thank you that you have come in Christ to share life with us. Thank you that you share times of weakness and heartache with us.
Lord, we thank you for your presence in times of hurt and pain.
Lord, we thank you that you share times of joy and celebration with us.
Lord, help us to invite you into our times of joy and celebration.
Lord, thank you that you have even shared times of fasting and feasting with us.
Lord, we invite you into our homes, our table, and into our lives.
Lord, help us to be open to your Spirit as we journey with you in all the seasons of life, and help us to invite others to share in your table of blessing.
Share with us your blessing and your promises.
Remove all that would separate us from your presence.
Grant us your forgiveness and grace.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And put a new and high spirit within me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And sustain me in a willing spirit.
Amen. And I